Tonight we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. God who is beyond our words, beyond our images. For we know that God is beyond those things. But tonight we find joy in the image of God coming to us in the form of the Christ child. And we sense God's sacred presence in all of creation, and in the immensity of our universe, in the incredible display of life on this planet, and in our consciousness of something far greater than ourselves. As Christians, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, and in him we see the fullness of possibility to make God visible in our own lives. And like all of us, Jesus grew in wisdom as he aged. He questioned, he searched for meaning, and he shaped his convictions. And he experienced love and came to know love's connectedness with God. And he stood firmly in his own religious tradition and preached good news to all people dreaming of a better humanity. So we rejoice that he taught us to imagine a God who is as close as our every breath, and as soft as a whisper, and as powerful in the focus of our lives as were the mighty prophets of the Old Testament, and drawing us toward the good. So we rejoice that Jesus led people to discover the sacred in the ordinary, and in the lowly, and in everyday life, and in human yearnings to be better people, and in being a neighbor to one another. So we give thanks for God being with us in the love of family and friends, in whatever has been, in the circumstances of life now, in whatever may be in the future. And when we go out from this place tonight, may we share generously of this wonderful gift, a gift that we all have received. And I want to close this reflection by offering to you a Christmas blessing. It's written by Steve Garnes Holmes. May the coming of Christ deepen your wonder and widen your gratitude. May the helpless child bring forth your tenderness and strengthen your love. May the gentle mother give you courage to embrace the holy and find the divine in yourself. And may the child who shares our death bring light into your darkness and hope to your weariness. And may the holy family in the stable open your heart to the poor, the homeless, and the refugee. May the child sought by soldiers embolden you to cry out and empower you to resist injustice. And may the angels who sing above you awaken your heart and surround you with beauty. And may the one who comes remind you of your belovedness and fill you with kindness and mercy and give you joy. Let us now join our hearts, minds, and spirits and voices together yet again in the Christmas Eve congregational prayer. Inclusive and loving God, on this night before Christmas Day, the day we celebrate the revelation of your sacred presence among us, help us to overcome our resistance to the unexpected, our rejection of the unusual, our refutation of the unexplainable. May your divine mystery envelop us. Help us to humbly recognize ourselves as your beloved children and as valued bearers of good news to a world in need of hearing the message of your inclusive love and grace. And God of love and grace, Draw us together in unity and peace as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, your Word who became flesh in order to birth love in our hearts and peace in our world. In Jesus, your love takes on human form and seeks us out and guides us to you. May the Spirit of Christ be born in us to lead us into the lives for which we have been created. And help us to understand and recognize that the same divine presence that dwelt in Jesus dwells within each one of us as well. So remove anything in us that keeps your sacred presence buried and hidden, so that like Jesus, we too may be a light to a world in need. And as we gather this night in the fellowship and beauty of this sanctuary, we especially pray for all who are vulnerable and for all who suffer, for those who are lonely or grieving, for those who are homeless, for those who are hungry and thirsty, for those who feel unsafe and may indeed be in danger, for those who experience oppression and injustice, for refugees and those in lands at war, for all those who struggle with addiction, those who are sick, and those who are dying. Shine upon all those who are vulnerable and those who suffer, and give them hope, peace, joy, and love. And we also pray for families and friends, for those who are with us, those far away, for those who are traveling, for those who especially need your guidance in this season, and for those in our memories who now dwell with you and are experiencing the reality of eternity in your loving presence. Shine upon our families and friends and give them hope, peace, joy, and love. And finally, O God, we pray that your presence, as reflected in the life and ministry of Jesus, will lighten every darkness, and that your hope, peace, joy, and love will dwell in our hearts and minds and spirits and in all people. For indeed, everyone is a child of God, beloved in your sight. And thank you for the blessing of this night together. Amen.